and where his money came from, and dusk was a while away.
I know a place we can go to, Tree began.
No, we'll walk. I don't like his knowing I'm here. He'll have a trace on us somehow, but I'll feel more comfortable on the move. Besides, I need to know this place more.
Why?
Tree asked. Useful if it comes to a fight. She nudged Tree's shoulder. Come on, let's buy a couple of tankards, drink while we're walking. We'll fit right in. And you can tell me something about yourself. They bought drinks and walked, and all the time Tree was talking, Lannery was taking in their surroundings, getting the lay of the land, locating herself in relation to the rest of the dome and the damaged sector, and possible exit routes to the outside if the need arose. She tried hard to make herself believe she wasn't being helplessly fooled by Max Haugen.
I made my name in violence and my money in secrets.
Lannery's own silence had encouraged Tree to speak, and she was not about to interrupt his flow with questions.
My third Leku set me aside, even among the Twi'lek community on Kalamar. It invited ridicule. You wouldn't think that, would you? That in a society filled with so many shapes, species, and creeds, a simple extra something would set me apart.
He snorted.
I suffered as a child, and that set me on the course I took through all my young adult years.
He fell silent, and they passed a square where small, sick-looking creatures were kept in metal-fenced stalls. The animals were completely silent, and it was the humans and other species who made the most noise, as individual subjects were hoisted up on an apparatus, hung from their back legs, and butchered. Meat and money changed hands. The cattle watched, eyes heavy with knowledge. What course? She asked.
The path of violence. I killed my first man when I was 17. A street fight outside a tavern on one of Kalamar's less salubrious islands. No one cared that he was dead, and after a day, neither did I. It had helped me. His mocking, his violence against me were washed away.
He looked down at his palms as he walked.
By his blood on my hands.
Killing should never be easy.
But it was, and I became really good at it. Defending my honor, I'd discovered that I was a fighter. Others soon noticed. I slipped into crime. There was always a part of me that resisted, but the rewards easily helped me fight back. I drove down the doubt and embraced the new worlds opening up for me. Wealth, power, status. I became feared and revered in equal measure. A name. I gathered others around me and formed my own criminal organization from the bottom up. It was unintentional, really, that creation of a gang, but it just happened, and I relished every moment.
They left the square with the doomed cattle and entered a warren of narrow alleys between low buildings. The sounds of life flowed from open windows, screaming infants, arguing parents, entertainment channels, music. Lannery felt apart from all that, and the weight of her mission bore down on her even more. Her heart beat with its urgency. She should have found Dale by now.
You don't look like a crime lord, Lannery said. You don't seem like one now. Now I'm not. Like I said, I made my name in violence. Once that name was made, and I'd moved my operations to Chicoqua, I became one of many. I was lost. On Kalamar, I'd had an empire. On Chicoqua, I was just another upstart. The real crime lords there looked down on us, picked those who they thought could help them, sometimes slaughtered those who looked beyond their station. And that was something I could not help doing. I expanded too quickly, reached too far and too fast. I was noticed.
And? Lannery asked. Tree's Leku betrayed his nervousness and how uncomfortable he was with his memories.
And they gave me a chance. Killed many of my lieutenants, but saw something in me that they thought might be of use. They were...
He shook his head as if finding it difficult to explain.
Like Max Haugen, Lannery said.
Only the very least of them were like him,
Tree said.
The worst. Monsters, beyond anything I could ever want to be. They repulsed me, but they gave me a chance to live, and I took it. What chance?
To make money by keeping secrets. I was on my own once again, and lonely. Two of the nine houses employed me to be their messenger. They gave me secrets that could not be entrusted to the written word or technology, could not be transmitted or relayed by unreliable droids. I carried such secrets for them, and if any ever escaped, I would die. I still would. I could tell you such things, Lannery.
But you won't.
No. And even the greatest Jedi could not pick them from my mind after what Dan Powell has done to me.
She's protected you, Lannery said, understanding at last. By making Trisana impenetrable even to Jedi probings, she had given him the perfect mind in which to maintain those secrets from the past that could be the death of him.
It's a small part of what she promised, Tree said, his voice dropping. Because I want my life back. The gangsters haven't called on me for almost a whole Tython year, but they will soon. I don't want it anymore. I want everything that Dan Powell promised. A new identity, new face, new home. And to forget everything I've done.
He laughed softly, touching his third Leku.
Surgery. I want to fade into the crowd instead of stand out. I want to be normal.
You'll never be normal, she thought. Not after what you've seen and done. And Lannery should know. But she said nothing to shatter his dreams. While he still dreamed, he could help her. She felt sorry for him, but she also recognized that a wish to leave such a life did not absolve him of the guilt he had earned. He'd told her only a small part of what he had done. His red skin was stained with blood, though of how many victims she would never know.
After this, Dan Powell will set me free, he said.
He seemed so confident. So sure. She's a master of her word, Lannery said. And she gave me a large part of what I am, too. Tree raised an eyebrow, and his Leku formed the questioning touch. But Lannery said no more. He might have opened his heart, but her story was not one to share with someone like Trisana. Lannery nodded to the dome's western expanse, where filtered yellow light bled weakly across the city. Dusk is close. Time to hear Max Hagen.
Chapter 12. Chasm.
Ashlaw. Bogan. They're just moons. My own destiny lies elsewhere, and it has such great